All right, it says we're recording. All right, this is a podcast featuring Red D, the Kool-Aid Kid.
The Kool-Aid Kid.
And broadcasting on 73 fucking battery life over here.
So,
you already know, it's the Freak with you tonight.
So we were talking about Queen.
Queen is the band.
He said, "I love my car's a good song." I said, "Yes."
I'm in love with my car.
So I haven't seen the movie yet, have you, Rick?
No, I'd like to see the movie, bro, but I lived the life like I grew up listening to Queen as a kid. I think because of that, I might be disappointed in the movie, whereas other people who weren't as associated, I'm holding the phone in my hand like that matters. You set it down on the table.
I do understand, like,
other people that did not get to experience that like I did, where it would be beneficial for them to try to get a glimpse into it.
Well, Rick, I'm going to put it to you this way. I love the biographies of the musicians, you know what I mean? So I'll always watch a biography.
Have you seen it, Red D, Kool-Aid Kid?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know,
I told you I got it on HBO Go right now, and I kind of feel the way you do, you know? Like, I've watched the NWA movie, and
what is that NWA movie? You brought it up. Straight you dropped that bomb. What is that?
Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I hadn't seen that either.
So, musical biography.
And see, that's another thing. I lived that. I was DJing on KNON with my brother Jerry Warden when the NWA record Straight Outta Compton came out. And so we were the only, probably the first people in the freaking nation playing NWA right here on KNON in Dallas-Fort Worth, yours truly.
No question.
We were a metal show, so we weren't like, you know, all over it, but we were all over it. That
to
was
this
that
day,
was new.
K and O N still fucking rocking. You were fucking one of the DJs. I know.
K and O N is a shit, that? Bro.
Yep, no doubt.
Okay, of course we're talking shit because we're recording a podcast. Hope y'all like it.
So anyway,
the whole idea here is we're keeping it just as normal as possible. We're sitting around here bullshitting. I'm making dinner. We're having crackers and peanut butter and chips and watermelon. Have some watermelon, baby.
This is the coffee show. Welcome to the show.
Featuring Red D.
Red D. Kool-Aid Kid. In round one.
The Freak here. What's next, Kool-Aid Kid? Need a napkin?
Oh, so I was thinking fucking, what do you think about your newest jam right now? I don't need it.
What you say?
The newest jam and the pot of coffee. How's the fucking coffee doing today?
Coffee?
I fixed up a pot of coffee. I was just trying to ask you, like, how's the fucking pot?
Coffee was good a little while ago. The metaphorical pot of coffee, we're finding out still. We're still being presented with it here. Red D. Kool-Aid Kid busting through the walls. Shazam!
Ooh, yeah!
But I am moving on physically to Hanson's. Always looking for endorsements on our podcast. Hanson's All Natural Mandarin Lime. Got it, Sprouts. Sprouts is potential podcast.
Thank you, Hanson's.
And Sprouts. Contact my manager.
So we definitely want to give
a
shout out.
Oh, but wait, that's after the Espolón tequila. Coffee was earlier than Espolón. It's Espolón. Espolón. Tequila Blanco. 100% agave.
Get your phone ready. It is Espolón. Whatever he said. Espolón.
First thing you want to do is go get you a bottle of it and start drinking it. The next thing you want to do is take your clothes off, get ready to dance naked on the tabletop with your girls, and then eventually contact Espolón on behalf of me and my dead friends and our podcast here, because it's tequila line time, baby.
Next thing you know, you're fucking woke up, fucking in your car, fucking drunk, sitting in the passenger seat. It happens from time to time.
What happened last night?
What happened last night, bud?
I don't know, but you had a good time. I had a good time, a real good time, good.
So talking about the coffee anyway, and coffee. Just straight going to bars, and this watermelon right here, what do you think about this watermelon, right?
Here's the knife when you're ready to slice. Looks like a juicy watermelon.
It has to fucking die.
Oh shit. Went kamikaze. See, that's why you need a video for these podcasts.
Oh.
Right, would you stick to topic? Dude, we're like rambling like stoners or something. This is Texas. That shit's not legal here.
Alright, so that concludes fucking part one of...
Does not.
The coffee, you have more the coffee topic. Show. He needs more pots. Alright, let me think. Okay.
What else is so in Queen, the news, man?
What else is in music news today?
No, like trendy shit. We need to cover like trendy news. What? I mean, has America blown up Iran yet?
Okay, so they said...
Did you know that the fucking Mossad back in 1953 was elected to be the... Oh, wait, he's the one. Just study. Iran, 1953. They had their own democratic election, their own democratic leader. Great Britain and the United States allies, of course, couldn't handle it. Went in and put in their own fucking dictator. Fucking suppressed the people for 30 years. It wasn't until 79 that they overthrew him or something in there. And blah, blah, blah.
A dictator, you said?
Hey, that's current. That's trending, dude. I mean, really, freaking President of the United States talking every week about Iran. What, they blew our damn $50 billion drone out of the sky.
Oh, man, we're really going to talk some of this real shit. So right. I saw this Tesla
car. So what else is going on?
Current news.
Mm-hmm.
They got this Tesla car.
Mm-hmm.
Drives around by it motherfucking self.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to know how dirty my mind is?
It doesn't really cost too much. I mean, it costs a lot. Don't get me wrong. $33,000, okay?
Fuck yeah.
But the car fucking drives itself.
I don't think I'd let it do that, though. Are you comfortable with that?
Kind of scared about it, man. They got that thing up in Arlington right next to Ranger Stadium. You could hit the button like you're fucking walking across the street and the car will come pick you up for free.
You're kidding me.
And drop you off.
You're kidding. A driverless car?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
100, bro.
Dude, I had no idea.
You go by Texas Stadium,
yeah.
Fucking button?
I'm really just not this sure I could do that. I know. I'd have to be pretty hard up, man.
No,
That or like we'd be having to do a production and I'd be doing it for ratings or some shit, you know.
for me I was thinking about like it was kinda like something like riding a roller coaster or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, man. My cousin, he's like, he's welcoming it. He's like, yeah, dude, because he already does Uber and shit. And he's like, hell yeah, driverless cars, I'm ready, come pick me up. Well, he's cool as hell too. He's cool people.
I mean, me and you were brought up on that, like the Jetsons, like where's the self-driving car?
Where's my robot?
Hey,
hold
Alexa.
Up, Mr. Newsman.
Hey Alexa, call me a pizza.
First off, do you want a peanut butter and cracker here?
Oh, I'm good, brother.
You sure? They're delicious.
I'm sure they are, brother.
What's
here? So is the coffee.
Here one.
Oh, I'm good.
Right, so,
it gets all in my beard and gets sticky and shit, you know what I mean?
All right, check it out.
You don't want that shit to get in your beard.
Back to Uber, mm-hmm. Staying on topic, is that Google or Uber or one of those, you know, some fucking conglomerate, I think it's Uber, they just released in the news like a month ago, it's kind of not even trendy anymore, that they're going to have here in Dallas as their test market.
Well, no.
Within another year or so. Flying Uber, where you're going to hop on a hover flying of some sort. I don't know if it's got a jet engine where it flies or if it's just a hover that flies 6 foot over the ground.
That's got to be at least 5-7 years away.
No, they said, yeah, within a year or two.
I don't care what they said. I don't see it happening. I mean, okay, gotcha. They're shutting down the fucking scooters. The battery powered scooters. Like, oh, people are getting fucked up on them. It costs you, what, $1 to hop on the fucking scooter? And you're like, then you can leave it wherever the fuck you want, and then some fucking guy picks it up. Lime scooters, they come a whole bunch of different shit. You know what I mean?
They're not always a pain in the ass, but I have on multiple occasions in different areas of Dallas been caught up in kids on those scooters being a pain in the ass. And I hate to say that because I support kids riding their damn bicycles down the street.
Yeah.
But this was different.
It's like the old man saying, stay off the grass. Stay off of my grass, you fucking little fucking...
I'm definitely not that guy.
No, I understand.
Support the kids riding a bicycle.
There does have to be standards, you know what I mean? Like,
you just have to be halfway respectful, man, that's all.
When you talk about little kids, I know you're not talking about 13, 14-year-old, 12-year-old, 10-year-old.
When I was a kid, I rode bicycles everywhere. I walked everywhere. Yes, I pulled pranks and did some disrespectful things. But generally, you were always respectful. I mean, fuck, where I grew up in Arlington, you saw the same people over and over and over. For no other reason, you had to be respectful because you saw the same people over and over.
Well, you don't have to be respectful. Being respectful is a choice.
Well, for me, I had to be respectful as a kid.
I agree with being respectful. Well, in our age, like, I don't know, like, you're only, what, fucking 5 years younger than me?
Except for that time that we put shit in a bag and lit it on fire and put it on our neighbor's porch and rang the doorbell and ran off. Did you ever do that?
Oh, fuck yeah. Only people from our generation would understand the shit fire bag. Oh, my God. I don't want to fucking call myself out and shit, but I did it like 2 or 3 times. And usually it had to be real loose. So when you stepped on the fucking bag, like, it really went somewhere. You know what I mean? Not a hard piece of shit. Like, it's got to be a little bit soupy. You know what I mean?
I only did it one time. It worked. We watched them. And
that was back in the days before YouTube.
Cops were at my house, dude, and everything. It sucked. But my mom never gave shit about anything. So I think the cops picked up on that right away. We're wasting our time. This bitch don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, why would the cops care? Like, oh, I just stopped on a firing bag of shit. And be like, okay, we'll send somebody right out there. I mean, why the fuck?
I'm pretty sure we didn't worry about hiding all that much.
Neither. Like, Ding Dong Ditch. That was the funniest shit. That's like Ding Dong Ditch on fucking...
I'm pretty sure we didn't worry about hiding all that much.
That's like bonus.
It was us.
That's like bonus round Ding Dong Ditch. Because that is Ding Dong Ditch. But you got the bag of shit and you light it on fire. So then when you Ding Dong Ditch them, not only is there a bag of piling shit sitting out in front of them that they have to stomp on.
You're out there smiling, man.
There's no YouTube video for that. Kids, there was no YouTube back then.
Could be our podcast YouTube project. Kids, whatever you do, don't make burning poop bags and put them on your neighbor's porch and Ding Dong Ditch and get it on YouTube. Don't send us those videos.
Jimmy Fallon said it. He don't want any of that shit. I think Jimmy Kimmel also said it. You know, it's not like telling your kids that fucking they didn't get no fucking candy on Halloween shit. Please don't light a bag of shit in front of your neighbor's house, alright? Or else we're gonna have to call me and my dead friends, come drag that zombie out. And then, hey, how you feel about this fucking coffee show, Rick? The peanut butter crackers are pretty good. I do like the coffee also. So I guess we ran through our topics on that, but
I think that our 1 millionth listener will say it all. All right, man. Anything else happening, man?
You mean
any distractions in sports or?
You mean our one listener?
Do you hear about the bees dying?
You mean our one listener?
Mm-hmm.
I did hear the bees are dying. There's nothing funny in this world.
I don't know if there's any truth to it or not, though.
Well,
and I hate to speculate too much in my mind.
I know it boils down to the really Germans said their fucking bees are dying, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that influences American bees. Probably not. But I guess you should pay attention somewhat, you know, to bees if fucking shit's dying. You know what I mean?
Like, well, what I saw on the social medias was that there was an earthquake in California.
Right.
I don't know if there was an earthquake or not, because I haven't had time. I'm making music every day. But I heard there's an earthquake in California. And at the same time, I heard via Facebook, and of course you believe everything you see on Facebook, right?
You have to.
But I saw that bees were dying in mass on the same day as the earthquake or something like that.
Mass bee death.
Yeah.
So that means
the speculation would be that there could have been electromagnetic frequencies used to cause the earthquake. Or maybe just the earthquake naturally releases some kind of electromagnetic frequency.
Well, first of all, you got to realize that we're talking to real people.
But something wiped out some bees. This
like day. They don't even know what an electrical pulse is, and a whole bunch of bees dying off electrical pulse. I mean, let's be honest. Most people don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
They don't even know they have an electrical pulse in their chest.
They tell us to put a fucking tinfoil hat on and shut the fuck up, right?
They don't even know they have an electrical pulse in their chest. Oh, wait, they don't. Ta-da.
Alright, so coming up next in news today, we got 5G. What do you think about 5G? It's the newest thing since 4G, but it's going to take till, I think it's 2019 to put in Dallas. And they say that it's a small micro beam. It's very more, it's way more tight than the usual beam, so like the towers that are building.
Thank you.
Usually there'd be like 400 of them. I mean, usually now we need like 1600 of them because they shoot the beam right down, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a smaller microwave, you know, phones, blah, blah, blah. So what do you think about that? A lot of people are saying fucking 5G, fuck 5G. And a lot of people are saying like, man, I want fucking 9G. I don't care if it fucking fries my brain.
Does it make my internet on my phone faster, man?
Hey, Beavis, what do you think about this? Fart.
Wait, man, I got a bad connection.
So this show is sponsored by Kool-Aid. I mean the Kool-Aid
Kid. The Kool-Aid Kid.
Yep.
Yours truly, the freak. All right. I'm done bullshitting. Y'all join us for some more bullshit.
Join us for some more bullshit when you get your pot of coffee.
The idea is that this would be a long...
Did you really have it?
Say what?
You really have it?
All right, freak bitches. Peace. 18 minutes and 43, 44, 40.